Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah, I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better out their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
It's a great group of kids. And an honor always to have them on. And where's yours? Where's your kid? The kid you know, the kid you've heard about, the kid you think we should know about. Get your Kid of the Week entries in. And Sandberg, at this time, please tell us how.
WGNradio.com and search Kid of the Week.
And it's that simple. You send in your entry, and then we take it from there. Great kids doing great stuff, and one of them on the phone right now, it's Emily Moore. Good morning, Emily.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
So it's what, junior year?
Senior.
Senior? Look at you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do next year?
Not 100% sure yet. I've got narrowed down to 3 colleges.
What's your number one school?
Bradley University in Peoria.
My son went there.
Really?
I'd recommend it. Yeah, absolutely. Nice people there.
We visited a bunch. I really like it.
What do you want to study?
Elementary education and special education.
That's great. You know, one of the great growth areas for teachers, if not the number one, is special education.
Yeah.
So you're on the right track there. What's your backup plan, your safety school, your number two?
St. Ambrose University in Davenport, Iowa.
That's another fine school. Yeah, and you know what? You're doing a good thing. You know, you're doing a good thing, Emily, because you're close enough by where your parents can still see you. You can come home when you want, and you're far enough away where you don't have to.
Yeah, 3 hours was about my sweet spot. I wanted to be about 3 hours away.
Well, hey, Emily, great. Is your mom putting a lot of pressure on you to go to her school?
No, not really.
Yeah. But behind the scenes, she's working those angles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sure, she is. Well, congratulations on your success so far. Let's talk about you in front of you. You're a senior at Cary Grove High School. You do the Buddy Program and Interact, and you need to tell us what they are. What is the Buddy Program?
Okay, so CG Buddies is what we have at Cary Grove, and it's a program and club designed to intermingle the special ed kids at our school mm-hmm. with the mainstream students.
Sure.
So we do after-school events like bowling or going to the movies or mini-golf about once a month. And then I also volunteer in the classroom and in the gym class with them.
And
so in the classroom we do coffee cart or cooking or we deliver mail, just a bunch of little random jobs. And then gym class is adapted PE for them.
And Interact, is that a different flavor of that same task?
No, Interact is a volunteering organization.
Okay, well, listen, you're already way ahead of the curve here. And I don't know if you ever listened to the show, but I have an older brother who has special needs, and he didn't have access to these kind of programs. And I wish he had, because it's kids like you that make a difference. Where's the inspiration coming from for special needs help?
I have a mentor at my church
okay.
who runs the program at Cary Grove, and she started getting me involved, and she's kept me in it since sophomore year.
Justin, say hi to our friend Emily.
Hi, Emily. You also teach religious school. You've done second graders and first graders. What have you learned about teaching when you're teaching such young kids?
Well, I want to go into teaching the younger grades of elementary ed. So, I mean, honestly, teaching them has taught me that, nothing is impossible. everything that comes out of their mouth is a surprise, and it's hilarious what they can come up with.
Yeah, it's just cool. It absolutely is. Sandberg, say hi to our friend Emily.
In addition to all of that stuff that you're doing, you also have run cross-country 4 years.
Yeah, I've run cross-country for 4 years, and I did track my underclassmen years.
It always amazes me when I hear the schedule because, there's days, as you know, that I don't get out of here till 10:15 or 10:30. But your schedule, you get up early, you go to school, and then you have after-school stuff, or you've got a cross-country meet, and then at some point you got to do homework. So what time do you go to bed?
11:30 usually.
Last night I called Emily because her mom had emailed me, and then I was at an event, and I just wanted to confirm the number. And so it was 9:45, and I was like, is this too late to call? And Pat said, go ahead and call her. She's probably doing homework. So I called. She picked up right away. And I'm, you know, Emily was, she didn't sound like she was heading to bed at all.
This blows apart the theory that, you know, high school kids need 12-hour sleep, doesn't it?
Yeah. That cross
that doesn't happen.
That cross country schedule, though, my stepdaughter and stepson just finished their seasons, Emily, and it's a grind. It's 6 days
a
week.
It is, yeah.
I mean, you can't.
We've got 8 weeks of meets on Saturdays, and then 3 Tuesday meets. And then last week we started our, last week was regionals, this week is sectionals, and then
wow.
state.
Yeah. So you got a pretty good team.
Yeah.
And how about individually? How's your year?
Pretty good. I had a pretty good season.
If I were to try to keep up with you, would I have any chance at all?
Not sure.
No, that's nice of you to say, but the answer would be no.
The answer would be no.
Yeah. Emily, it's a pleasure to have you on. You're a great inspiration, and I'm happy to say you're Kid of the Week, and we have some nice prizes for you. Sandberg, tell us what she's won.
You are going to get a Lou Malnati's pizza gift card and a gift card to Aft Electronics.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, and keep up the great work, and once you're elected president, please keep us in mind for an interview. Have a great day. What a nice girl.